Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Did the world famous Phil Hendry show, and you get a backstage pass on a website too.
That's right, bud. The backstage pass to philhendryshow.com allows you access to our daily video cast as well as all of the thousands of hours of archive material. And I've been in touch with a backstage pass member, Adam, who has in his possession, and we're going to name our collection, our archive, after him. He has in his possession the famous or infamous Milwaukee Lion broadcasts.
Yeah, I get a lot of people asking about those.
Right. And they're so foul that I can't even give you the name of the play-by-play man because his name wouldn't be allowed on the radio.
How'd he do it?
What's that?
How'd he do the game?
I don't know. He was just the network there for the Milwaukee Lion football team allowed him to be. He had a name that was, it was an obscene name.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the guy that did the play-by-play.
No, I know that, but what do you mean his name was obscene?
His name, his last name was obscene. How else do I describe it?
Yeah, if you said it, it'd be dirty. It'd be like saying, I'm going to hair lip every...
All right, shut up, bud, okay? The point being, these were the Milwaukee Lions of that league, the American Football League. Not the a different American Football League. And it's a big, long story. Anyway, if we can get it together, and I'm sure we will be able to, we will add those to the archives. And if you haven't heard the Milwaukee Lion games... They are funky, man.
Yeah, man. That guy was out of his mind, man.
Well, they were just filthy, you know. I mean, the name of the play-by-play guy, this guy would talk about having the runs, and it was nasty.
Yeah, well, you know, he was only saying he had a run on account of he was excited for the team.
Yeah, he was excited for the team. You got to tell everybody you got diarrhea? So in any event... We will have, by the end of the summer, I'm hopeful, we're going to set this up. I got to get with Alex and make sure all this stuff gets on a server, make sure that we're able to put the stuff. These will be another addition to our archives, the Milwaukee Lion broadcast. So we're constantly adding, we have just added, I thought we were done. We've just now added the final month to our archives, which is December 2000, which also brings me to another point. If you want to hear live free archives streaming, you can listen to philhendryradio.com. All you have to do is go to philhendryradio.com. If you guys don't have a backstage pass and you want to hear what the archives sound like, go to philhendryradio.com, and we have 24/7 free Phil Hendry Radio archives streaming there. philhendryradio.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, free streaming archives. So you can check that out.
Yeah, you make up your mind if you want to get a backstage pass.
Exactly. All right, 877-876-PHIL. Now, we were just talking here, and it's very interesting. So I want to finish the thought. We were talking during the break, me and Bud and Dan and Robert, about a series of shows. Now, I'm not a Kennedy conspiracy guy. I believe I followed the herd for a long time on the whole Kennedy thing, and I realize it's a long time ago. But there are people that are fascinated with the assassination of President Kennedy even to this day. And I kind of followed the herd on that. That what that means is I believe there was a conspiracy. And then I listened to, I interviewed Jim Garrison, who was the district attorney of New Orleans. He was one of the foremost proponents of the conspiracy theory. And then I read Case Closed, which was the book, one of the first books to come out and say, you know what, forget it, man. It's Oswald. That's the guy that did it. Quit with all the baloney. And now that's how I feel. But there's been all these shows on Military Channel.
Yeah, what they got on the Military Channel for?
I don't know. Military Channel got a hold of these Kennedy shows, and they've been showing them. And they all pretty much support it was Oswald. And they all pretty much support now what has come to be the only thing that can't be really, nobody's been able to prove otherwise, that it was Oswald. He was acting alone. The guy's a flake. He's a loner. He's a weird ass. He was a rifleman of some ability. He was a former Marine, and which probably is to the everlasting horror of the Marines. But nonetheless,
but that earlier, that's the best thing in the world. You see that
from what?
A lot of Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's that scene. He says, Lee Harvey Oswald shot the President of the United States from the fifth floor of the Texas School Book Depository.
Yo, one time, one brother said the Texas School Book Depository.
Yeah, I literally said that.
Okay, yeah. And he, and Oswald got off 3 shots, including a headshot. Where did he learn his shooting? In the Marines, sir. In the Marines. Outstanding. Anyway, there was one show that was very poignant, and I recommend it if you see it. It's called The Kennedy Detail. I got to tell you, man, it was really, really, it was sad. God, was it sad. They interviewed all the surviving Secret Service guys that were there that day.
You mean the guys that seen it?
Yeah, all the Secret Service guys that were there. All the guys, Clint Hill, who was the only Secret Service man that you actually remember, because he was the guy that ran and jumped onto the back of that limousine.
Yeah, she was trying to get away.
No, she wasn't trying to get away.
That's what everybody said.
What? Who says that?
They said that Jackie Onassis or whatever.
You think her last name might have been Kennedy at that time?
Well, yeah, Kennedy. Well, I mean, she was Jackie Onassis.
Yeah, afterwards. So who told you she was trying to get away?
That's what I heard.
She was going, this is a horrible story, she was trying to reach and get a piece of the president's skull. Oh, man.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. She was in shock. She was in shock. She saw a piece of her husband's head fly onto the back trunk cover of the limousine, and she got up there and tried to get it. I mean, she was absolutely in horror. And it was Clint Hill, who was the Secret Service guy, that jumped onto the back of the limousine and pushed her back into the seat and jumped on both her and the president to cover him up. Well, Clint Hill is interviewed. All of the guys, all of them, and there's not a one of them, not a one of them that doesn't at some point break down and start crying. It was the toughest day. You can imagine that these guys had just seen the one guy, the one job that they had, protect the president, he's dead. And they're still on duty now as they go through the funeral procession, as they have to bring his body back to Dallas, as they had a big hassle with the Dallas authorities because they didn't want to let the body go because it was in their authority to conduct the autopsy, and the White House said, no way in hell are you going to, we're going to do it, we're taking the president back. And there was a little bit of a tense moment there until they had to strike some kind of an agreement, and they finally got the body back to Washington. And every one of these poor guys, all he can think of is, this morning this guy was alive, you know, and I'm a Secret Service guy, and what am I, you know, what, you know, I want to be anywhere other than here right now.
Yeah, man, that must have been, that's tough.
Tough. So, Clint Hill, this poor guy, the one Secret Service man I suppose you could point to and say, well, there's the, and they all said it. I think one of the guys said, I saw Clint running for the, one of the Secret Service guys said, I saw him running for the back of the car, and I kept saying, go, Clint, go, don't, make, please. He says, because I knew we'd run him over if he didn't. If he wasn't able to jump onto the back of that car, we were going to run him over because the motorcade had already started speeding up. They were already on their way to the hospital.
What do you mean run him over?
Because he was in front of everybody. It was a lead car. And if he hadn't, he literally almost didn't make it. The guy driving the president's limousine started to speed up heading for the hospital. And Hill is like running as fast as he can. He finally grabbed a hold of this railing they had. And he pulled himself onto the back bumper of the limousine and pushed Jackie Kennedy in the back seat. And he developed a drinking problem. In 1975, he was told by the Secret Service, we can't use you anymore, man. You know, you're not in good health. He realized he had to pull it together. He said, I got a wife, I got kids. What the hell's wrong with me? What am I doing? It's over 10 years. He was, he cut off all contact with all the other guys. These guys were friends of his. He didn't want to talk to another Secret Service agent. He didn't want to see one. He didn't want to know they existed. He wanted nothing more to do with them. And it was just, and each one of their stories, it was similar. They all kind of, and the guy said something that I'll never forget. One of them said, you know, maybe, and he was just saying, he said, maybe if it was today, we would have had, maybe there would have been a psychiatrist or a psychologist or somebody we could have talked to, but we didn't have anybody. We didn't have anybody. And these guys were not crying. They weren't feeling sorry for themselves. They were just, this one guy was just sort of thinking, geez, if they had one of those counselor deals, we could have gone and talked to him, but we didn't have anybody. He said, I had to be back on the job. He said, I just saw the president get killed, and I still had to go back to Washington, and I still had to be back on the job. We didn't get any sleep. They wanted me back up there at 6 a.m. because we had to plan for this, that, and something else. It's just, It's really powerful television, man. It's reality. These guys are still alive. These guys remember the day. And there's not one of them that didn't break down at some point and cry. Just that's how tough it was. So I would recommend you see that.
Why? If you want to cry?
If you want to see some good, if you want to see reality TV. You know, you're always watching the Kardashians.
Yeah, but that's reality.
Oh, is that reality, bud? Really? I didn't know that was reality. So these guys were crying. Why?
No, that's reality, too.
The Kardashians is reality, like me standing in front of a camera and going, bloo, 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 that's reality, okay?
Well, that would be reality.
Yeah, it's reality, but it isn't really, I'm play acting. The Kardashians is play acting, man. This is reality, okay? Every single thing on that screen was reality, from those Secret Service guys crying, all the footage is drawn from that day. It's pretty.
What's it called again?
It's called The Kennedy Detail. I highly recommend it. It ain't nothing about conspiracy, all that bull crap. It's just about the guys that were the Secret Service guys that day and the day they had, man, the weekend they had. And it was just a weekend from hell that affected them for the rest of their lives. And it's only now and within the last few years that some of them are finally getting it together and understanding, you know, what happened. We'll be right back here. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. It is our news and information hour.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, it's actually a comedy show, folks.
Yeah, we want you to know that.
Okay, they know it.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
So, talk about liberals. Liberal, man. You know, you really pissed me off. What are you talking about, liberal?
Yeah, go a lot of liberal stuff. People aren't going to like it.
Well, you know, I spend a lot of hours every day making people laugh. Can't I have a couple of opinions?
Nobody want to know about your opinion. All they want to do is you say something funny.
Yeah.
Is that right? Well, I'm going to give my opinion anyway.
Okay. You'll be sorry.
What does that mean, you'll be sorry? You know, I don't like the way you guys are talking.
I ain't saying anything. People going to get all mad.
Well, let them get mad, okay? Oh, they're not supposed to get... Oh, wait a minute. I forgot. This is talk radio. Everything is just chill, man. Everything is just really groovy. Everything is... Nobody gets upset in talk radio. You're right. What was I thinking? It's a freaking talk radio. Don't you think people... It's controversial?
Yeah, but you're... You do funny stuff.
Oh, I do fun... Let me tell you something, man. These brain surgeons that run the radio business... These stupid clowns that run our radio, but all they want to hear is controversial radio, but they don't want to lose any advertisers, you understand? So now, look at this. They got Mike Huckabee, who I like. He's a nice guy. But Mike Huckabee is an imbecile. I'm sorry, Governor. When you weigh in on social issues, you are so stupid, man, it makes me want to cry, because I actually like the guy personally. He's got great taste in music. He's a Stanley Clark fan. He's a...
Who?
Stanley Clark.
You said Stanley Clark.
Oh, well, bud, I'm so sorry. You know, you talk so good, man, that I want to study your speech patterns.
Well, you know, whatever I can do.
You think I'm serious?
I talk gooder than you did right there.
Yeah, you talk gooder than me.
Well, you can't make fun of him, man. You went Stanley Clark.
All right, I said Stanley Clark. The point is that Governor Huckabee is a Stanley Clark fan, and he's a, you know, he's got good taste... But when he opens his yap on stuff, excuse me, man, but Chick-fil-A, you know, I'm going to wipe my rear end with Chick-fil-A. What do you think of that? What the hell's happened to this country, man, where you're supposed to watch what you say about Chick-fil-A? I remember Chick-fil-A in Atlanta. I wouldn't eat that with your mouth, bud.
What is it?
Chicken sandwiches.
Now, so what?
So I guess they think it's a big deal in the South. But apparently the guy that runs Chick-fil-A, he's a Christian. Nothing wrong with being a Christian. It's fine. But when the cat comes out against... gay people, gay marriage, and once again, we have to marginalize an entire... And I don't care what some of the far-right rednecks think, because those people aren't my people anyway. I don't give a damn if they listen to me or not. I don't care if they're, you know, they hate me. It doesn't make any difference to me. I gotta, you know, as long as a guy like Huckabee gets to open his big, dumb, stupid Yahoo mouth and go blah, 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 blah about that stuff, Phil Hendry gets to say what he wants to say.
Yeah, he was a governor.
I don't give a damn if the guy was the president of General Motors. I don't care if he was premier of Russia.
What about the czar?
If he was the czar, maybe not. Look, at guys, you're the ones that started this, okay?
What?
Yeah, you can go ahead and go, eh? You're the guys that started. The point that I'm making here, just because he's the governor of a state, he's not even the governor of a state anymore. The guy's on TV. The cat is talking out of his ass. Chick-fil-A calls themselves a Christian organization. Fine. That's great. They say that they're family values. Fine. That's great. They say that they believe in this, that, and something. That's fine. But when you begin to get into that no gay this, no gay that, when you start to marginalize because you're just too stupid. I mean, that's what it is. You're just too stupid to understand what biology, what nature, what gender orient, what sexual orientation is, what being a human being, walking the face of the planet. These are people that will say, you know, I just don't believe it. And you can bring up everything to them. You can say that we've got men that gave their lives for this country, that there's probably names on the Vietnam. I talked to a guy one day. This is how freaking dumb these people are. I talked to a guy one day, and I said, well, do you want to go to the Vietnam Memorial? And if you could identify all the gay names, do you want to scratch them off of that? And this is what this brain surgeon said. I don't think there's any gay names on there. And yes, he did have a Southern accent.
Well, you shouldn't say that. You say the Southern people are patriotic.
Yes, they are patriotic. Southern people are very patriotic. But this guy had a Southern accent. And he said the words, I don't think there's any gay people on that. You don't, huh? God, I'd love to bet that guy everything he's got, which probably wouldn't pay for a month's rent for me, but nonetheless, I'd love to bet him. Because if there was a way that we could actually, you know, identify all the gay names in the Vietnam Memorial, that cat would be, well, he'd be broke for four lifetimes.
That's just paying your rent.
Yep, that's it. See, that's the stupidity you're up against. There's not one brain cell, not anybody with any brains is going to argue with you intelligently about gay people in this country and say anything other than something dumb. If they don't, you know, you can say you don't want gay people getting married. You can, you know, I've listened to every freaking argument that there is. I've listened to these guys say the following. Marriage belongs to all right, fine. Marriage belongs to, you, whatever, man. Marriage belongs to straight people, right? Yes. Okay. So how about we don't call it marriage, we call it civil union, but they have all the same rights that married people have. Well, wait a minute, man. They're not calling it marriage anymore. See, that's when these freaking bigots, they got nowhere to run. And these people have the audacity and the temerity to call anybody that wants to support the rights of gay people, they're bigots because they don't adhere heel to the wishes of the straight people. You're a bigot. Now, have you ever heard a bigger perversion of the word bigot? Now, I'm telling you right now, folks, I know that talk radio is the domain of conservative people because that's what the executives and programmers of this industry have done. They've butchered the radio business alive, and in the process, they've taken talk radio and turned it into a soapbox for conservatives. In other words, it's basically just a lot of stupid people talking, okay? So if you think I'm winning friends and neighbors by talking this way, I know that I'm probably not, but I'm speaking from my heart. I'm a guy that voted for George Bush. I'm a guy that supported the war on terror, all of that stuff. And if any redneck, dumbass, hillbilly doesn't like what I'm saying, you know what you can kiss. You think I care? I'm getting sick and tired. And the reason why I'm so pissed off is this. Look at, do whatever you want to do, Cumulus. This is a major broadcasting company that hired this dumbass bigot. He's not a broadcaster. He's not a radio host. He's never been on a radio in his life. He doesn't have anywhere near the experience 99.9% of the people in the talk business that I know have. He's been on TV. That's it. But the dumbasses over at Cumulus decided that they want to steal their money again. So they're putting this dumbass on the air. This bigot. Anti-gay bigot.
There you go, man. You ain't never going to be on a Cumulus station again.
You think I was going to be on a Cumulus station anyway? Come on, man.
Yeah, but you just sunk it, man.
Sunk what? My future with Cumulus? Come on, man.
Maybe they were working a deal.
No. Nobody at the syndication company that I'm with right now is working any deal for Phil Hendry at Cumulus. I can guarantee you that. No. Mike Huckabee is theirs. They hired an anti-gay bigot to do their radio show. Good luck to you there, Cumulus. Nice radio brand. Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, you're done, man.
Great, I'm done. Whatever.
Woo! Woohoo!
Phil Henry.
The thing that bothers me, you know.
Yeah, you know, I'll stop doing comedy.
I'll do comedy, all right? Pardon me. But the thing that bugs me is the following thing. What exactly is Huckabee and Chick-fil-A? What are you saying now? You're saying you're opposed to gay marriage. All right, I understand that. All right, so in other words, as a company, Chick-fil-A, you don't believe gay people should be married. You don't think it's not just a matter of legality. You think it's a matter of morality. So that tells me what? It tells me that you're too freaking stupid to understand what you're talking about. I'm sorry, but you are. There's been enough information. There has been enough reporting. It isn't like yesterday. All of a sudden the news came out. Hey, guess what? We got a bunch of gay people. What are we going to do with them for over God knows what? 60 years. All right, fine. So now we have this. We got Chick-fil-A saying this. So a guy says what? He says, well, here's what I think. I don't want to eat at Chick-fil-A. Well, really? Why not? Because they're opposed. They're vocally opposed not only to gay marriage, but they've come out and they've been vocally opposed to gay people. They've somehow turned it into a Christian thing, okay? So I'm not. Now, guess what Huckabee does? Huckabee, as any great propagandist, and again, it's hard for me to say this because one-on-one, Mike Huckabee's a nice guy. For him to utter these things, either he's the dumbest guy in the history of the human race, or he's a freaking full-fledged bigot. Because when a guy says, I'm going to boycott you, really, why? Because you're opposed to gay marriage. You're a bigot. What? What are you talking about? You're bigoted against me saying that guy shouldn't have the same rights as me. And if you agreed with me, you wouldn't be a bigot. Oh, I got you. All right, I understand. So I'm bigoted against your being against the guy. Okay, yeah. Yeah, see? Uh-huh. Great. Glad you understand. Huckabee, he's selling this now. This is the great canard. This is the great line of bullcrap that they've been trying to pitch. And they're selling it to some people that really, you know, take their brains out and play with them if they didn't know that they were actually in between their ears in the first place. They're pitching that one and selling that one. You're a bigot if you're opposed to me wanting a guy not to have the same rights as me. See? You understand now, right? And not only that, you're an anti-Christian bigot. Why? You're just like the Romans, as a matter of fact. Why, you're throwing me to the lions. I mean, I'm telling you, you can, when you watch the bullcrap just roll out, it's an amazing display, not because of what they're saying, because what they're saying is so incomprehensibly laughable. It's that some people are buying it. Now, the National Organization of Marriage, every time they have a rally, it's an embarrassment to them because five people show up. They look like the biggest jackasses in the history of the human race. Well, are you being a bigot against them, Phil? No, I'm telling you, no one supports them. That's what I'm saying. No one supports them.
Well, why'd you call them stupid?
Well, because their opinions are not based in anything other than, well, excuse me for saying the word, bigotry. But Huckabee, he gets on here, and he's yakking and blabbing and doing all this stuff and supporting Chick-fil-A, and he's got a radio show. And he's got a radio show that was put on the air by a major American group called Cumulus. And those guys at Cumulus know that they have a bigot on the air, but it's okay in talk radio. It's all right. As a matter of fact, next month, maybe they'll have somebody from the Klan on. I swear to God, you guys are not really mining the potential here. You should not only have Huckabee doing the late morning show, you could have an afternoon drive who is a cat that is just dyed-in-the-wool Klan. Why not?
Oh, well, that's ridiculous.
What the hell's ridiculous about it, man? You got an anti-gay bigot here. Well, then we'd have a whole lot of people. Oh, yeah. So, in other words, the gays, they're easy to beat up on, man. Who cares about a bunch of gay people? Because, after all, you know, it's just a handful of them. But the black people, what's the matter, man? You afraid they're going to, like, gang up on you or something?
Yeah, they probably think they're going to get sued tonight.
Yeah, what's the matter? You think that Suge is going to get the crew and go medieval on your ass or something?
Yeah, they'll probably think that about black people.
That's cumulus, man. They're afraid a bunch of black people are going to go ape. So you wouldn't want to do anything like that, but the gays, what the hell? You know, what are they going to do, man? Come parading down the street with their parasols. So, you know, it's amazing what people get away with in this society. It's a crazy. And I know that people say, oh, Phil Henry, he's a crank. He's just an angry old guy. You know, yeah, sure, that's easy. You know, I may be old, but the plain facts are I'm still one of the best things there is on the radio.
That's the truth.
You got that right. And you guys at Cumulus or wherever else, you guys are just too freaking stupid. I mean, you ain't any good at your job, man. What do? You hire some bigot. Some guy who, by the way, is about my age. I ain't old. I'm 59. What the hell, man? Paul Harvey got a 10-year deal out of ABC. Now, that was a good deal. When you signed Paul Harvey to a 10-year deal, he was 80.
You kidding me?
No. Paul Harvey got a 10-year deal out of... Now, I realize he died. God rest his soul. But for a guy at 80 to get a 10-year deal out of ABC at $20 million a year? Yes!
That's the last good hire they made, man.
I think so. I could forgive Paul Harvey a lot of things. I think he was kind of a right-winger, but he was a great broadcaster. And so, and I love to hear great broadcasters. Mike Huckabee, he ain't no great broadcaster, man. Not by a country mile. That guy, he just ain't any good. He sucks. Governor, with all due, you suck. And those stupid clowns at Cumulus, they're going to find out. And, you know, you should be happy that I'm saying these things because you guys, you can't keep making these mistakes and you're all rubbing each other's rear end saying, yeah, 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 you know, smiling at each other and telling everybody that it's going to be okay. And nobody's telling you the truth. You jackasses, you don't want to invest in radio brands. You want to hire an anti-gay bigot like Huckabee, who's not even a really good broadcaster. He just flat sucks up one side and down the next. Maybe he's good on TV. And this guy, listen to this. This dumbass that runs Cumulus said that he really thought that he had a chance to knock Rush off his perch with this guy.
Yeah, but what about Rush, man? He's got the same opinion.
Even if Rush had the same opinions of this guy, Rush Limbaugh is a broadcaster. He's an entertainer. He's a pro. P-R-O. Mike Huckabee is a hack.
How do you spell that?
H-I-C-K.
Ha, ha, ha.
Right. All right, in other news, in other bigotry news...
Yeah, let's move on, man.
All right, look, don't be bugging me, okay?
Yeah, you gotta quit talking about it.
Hey, I'll talk about what I want to talk about. Okay, let's see, Mariah Carey, what the hell happened with her, man? It's clear that the powerhouse singer doesn't need a microphone in front of her to entertain us because her quirky personality does the job already, and now with the news of Carey become a judge on American Idol, we can only hope that she'll give us more memories to giggle about. Here's some oldies but goodies. Mariah Carey has got a history. She's the new judge on American Idol, and she's had a history of kind of going a little wiggy. One of the singer's ventures, aside from music, was convincing people at home to buy different items on QVC. What we adored about her attempt to do this, and when you say we, who are we reading here?
I think it's TMZ.
Bruna Nesif. What we adored about her attempt to do this, though, was not so much her sweet charm, but her nonchalant approach to the whole thing. For example, she was pregnant and her feet hurt. Solution, kick back, relax on the couch, ice cream. Anyway, she's a whack job, and she is the new. And I think she's a great singer. I like Mariah Carey.
Do?
I do. I think she's a hell of a singer. The rest of what goes on, I could give a damn, man, as long as she isn't breaking any laws. She's probably a weird ass. But the last time I heard her sing, man, she's got one hell of a voice. You know?
Yeah, she's pretty sweet, too.
Yeah, you know, she's married, so you can't, whatever, you know. Poll finds gun owners, even NRA members, back some restrictions. And I saw this on Tweetster today. Some very, you know, fine people were, you know, a lot of them are anti-gun cats. And they're all like, did you see this poll? Why, it says that even the NRA... Yeah, yes, I understand, you know.
No, they said it. They think that's anti-gun.
No, it ain't. There's a lot of cats that are anti-gun. They've been all over Twitter, man, and they've been talking all this crap about how, oh, my God, the guns. You know, I get it, man, about, you know, it's just not, that's not the solution. This is a freaking brain problem. It's not a gun problem. But anyway, they all were flipping their lids today because here comes this poll saying that even NRA members back some restrictions. Well, yes, I've never known anybody in my life, NRA member or not, who wasn't into some restriction regarding the ownership of guns. Age, mental competence, legal stat, you know, arrest record, things like everybody, even the NRA. This is not an inconsistent stand. Most gun owners, even current and former members of the NRA, support some firearms ownership restrictions, including criminal background checks. That's nothing new, according to a poll. This is a poll commissioned by an anti-gun lobbying group. And they think they're giving us a flash. The survey conducted by Republican Frank Luntz for a group, Mayors Against Illegal Guns, was carried out in May but was released on Tuesday in the aftermath of the Colorado movie theater shooting that killed 12 people. The shootings in the Denver suburb of Aurora early on Friday have renewed the debate over gun control in a nation whose constitution guaranteed blah, 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 blah. Authorities have said the man arrested the shooting, was armed with an AR-15 assault rifle, a 12-gauge shotgun, and a Glock 40, all of the guns purchased legally. And Mayor Bloomberg, who is... Nobody understands what he's doing, man. You got a gun law in New York, Mayor. He said the incident should wake up the country for the need for tough... You got tough restrictions in New York, man. They had a murders over the 4th of July weekend in New York, 18 homicides. What the hell are you talking about? Chicago. What are you talking about? Washington had an anti-gun... Are you people... stupid? I mean, what? So here I am. Are you listening to this? Phil Hendry, pro-gun, pro-gay. So don't let it blow your mind. You can still, if you're anti-gay, you can still think that I'm a lousy liberal idiot, even though I'm sitting here talking about gun ownership rights and calling these people just about as dumb as Mike Huckabee is. Luntz said he polled 945 gun owners nationwide, half of whom were gun owners who are current or former members of the NRA, a gun rights group that takes a hard line. The survey had a margin error of 3 points, and they said, yeah, we want restrictions when it comes to mental illness. We want restrictions. We want background checks. In other words, they said what a lot of them have been saying all along. You got to be kidding me. Now, I saw this because there's people that I know on Twitter and follow and all that crap, and we talk, and it was a very interesting weekend because you really had to watch your step. But I'm gonna give credit to one guy. And I want you to remember this name. You know Jason Alexander from the Seinfeld show, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Jason wrote an essay and published it online, and it was anti-gun. But, I shouldn't say anti-gun. It was gun control advocacy. But in a move that I thought was showed what a mensch of a guy he was, he said, now here is a man that responded to me, and he makes some very good arguments, and I want you to see his essay, too. And this guy took Jason Alexander's essay apart, brick by brick, nail by nail, board by board. He took it apart. He talked about the AR-15 is a semi-automatic, is not a fully automatic weapon. He talked about the magazine. He talked about the ability to use it as a weapon as opposed to use it as a hunting weapon as opposed to a weapon for self-defense. He went into the history. It was a very well-done piece, and to the credit of Jason Alexander, who is in favor of gun control, he said, please look at this, because this is a good counter. I thought it was very open-minded of him.
Man, I've never heard anybody doing that.
Yeah, most of the TV movie actors want to be all this.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. They want to have their ego... bolstered. But so I thought it was extremely honest and open to him, and it's too bad you did that, Jason, because I've kept his and I threw yours away. I'm joking.
Did you really?
No. I actually gave them both. I said, both of you guys are my heroes, you know. It was a great, it was truth-seeking, man. I mean, if you really want to know the truth and you're not just full of crap, when you meet somebody who has a good argument counter to yours, you say, in all honesty, I have to point out this person's argument because I would not be a believer in the truth if I hid this from you.
Yeah, but nobody's going to want to do that.
Well, good point. We don't live in a time where people are interested in truth. We live in a time where people want to be right. They don't give a crap whether it's truth or not. They don't care if they burn people down. They don't care if they lose the country. They don't care. Seriously, these people will go to their death trying to be right. All right, so there it is. Check it out. Frank Luntz.
That fat guy was on Fox.
What?
The fat guy on Fox.
Why don't you get over here? What are you doing?
Gonna get a Coke.
Well, then don't be yelling at me from across the room. What did you say?
I just said he's fat.
Is he the fat guy on Fox?
Yeah. What is he?
Hey, I'm not answering until you sit down over here, okay?
I'm going to get myself a Red Bull Zero.
Yeah, you want one?
No, I don't want a Red Bull Zero. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Is
Truth
that the fat guy
is
on Fox?
Bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, and online at philhendryshow.com. All right, softer sales of iPhones hurt Apple. I'm glad this is a great story here, man, because this is one of my, what do you call it, a pet peeve or something like that, you know?
Like what?
What do you call, you know, when you got a problem and you've always got the same problem?
Yeah, it's like a pet peeve.
Yeah, this is a pet peeve, okay? You guys at Apple, you know, you really take the apple pie, man. You cats with this Apple, this phone. I got an iPhone. I love the iPhone. But every freaking year, I can't go anywhere without people sitting there going, oh, wow, have you got the 5? Have you got the 10? Well, you're good. But wait till the 10 comes out and the 5 and the 6 and the 8, you know?
Yeah, they can't say about the 5.
The 5, man? I got a 4G. What the hell 5? What's the 5? I heard about the 5 last year. I had a 3 at the time. And the 4 was coming out, and a guy says to me, oh, no, don't get the 4. Wait for the 5. Is the 5 out? I don't know. Maybe it is. But here's the problem for Apple, and I'm glad that this is happening to them, because there's nothing wrong with making a dollar, but here again, and people don't understand this, you know. They don't get this. It's possible to make, and people think that this is an impossibility, but it's not, and I'm going to keep saying, it's possible to make a lot of money and sell garbage. Yeah, you see? You can sell garbage in America and make a lot of money. You can make a lot of money and not sell anything in America. In America today, you don't have to make anything. You can sit on your ass with your thumb parked up it, on a phone all day long, gas bagging, and you could be a millionaire, and you haven't done a damn thing other than banging on somebody's ear all day long. In fact, that's how most money in America is made now. That's how most money is made. Just sitting and talking, spewing a lot of horse dung, like me. Only I don't make any money.
Well, you make money with a website.
The website, that's a different thing. The website, that's my, you know, yeah, we make money with a website. We prove every day with our website that people are willing to spend money online if you give them a quality, entertaining product. We've even got people buying our subscriptions who hate my guts.
Yeah, like who?
There was somebody today. You wouldn't have believed today. Somebody in the comment section of my website bitching about this and bitching about that. And I mean, I never heard of this person before. This is the very first time they were on the comment section. And they went, "Welcome to the da-da-da-da-da-da." And there was another problem they had. And they were coming on so rude that I said to them, "Gee, I'm so very deeply sorry that you're unhappy. So I tell you what, why don't you take your subscription and your subscription money and why don't you stick it right back up where you found it? Thank you so very deeply, The Phil Hendry Show."
What'd they do?
They're still a subscriber. They're still a subscriber. You know why? Because they know that we deliver thousands, millions, gazillion hours of stuff for $10 a month. Now, I'm not doing that. What I'm trying to tell you is, you know, we got a quality product. There's people in this country, they're making all kinds of money, and the quality product, so they think, is being made someplace else. Now, here comes Apple. All right. Apple's selling an iPhone, not a problem. Apple, though, has got an iPhone that they replace so often, or upgraded, I should say, so often. And when I say upgrade, a very big question is whether they got to upgrade it at all. I mean, do you really need to come out with a new phone every year with some horse dung addition that you just really... And what's happened is this. People have stopped buying the iPhone because they're waiting for the next version to come out. So Apple outsmarted themselves. With all of these new versions of phones, suddenly the sales are soft for iPhone because nobody wants to buy one.
Why?
Because they're waiting for the next one to come out.
Yeah, they're waiting for the next one to come out, so no one will buy this one.
What kind of phone have you got, bud?
I got a Droid.
Oh, you got a droid? You got an iPhone?
Yeah, I got a phone like you.
Okay. Robert and I both have 4Gs. Okay? If we're like the typical Apple customer, we wouldn't have bought this. We'd still be holding on to our 3s, waiting for the 5 to come out. Okay?
Yeah, well, but the 5 never did come out, did it?
I don't think so. I don't know if there's a 5. I don't know what the hell's out there. All I know is I got a 4 and I like it. But, so I haven't gone out and I haven't purchased a new phone. And somebody may say, well, the 5's coming out and it's really great. You think I'm going to go buy a new phone? I just bought this one, man. No freaking way. All right. We'll see you tonight, guys. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is produced by Dan Northcraft and Phil Hendry. We're online at philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass and get yourself thousands and gazillions of hours of groovy stuff, man, at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. And we'll see you cats tonight. And don't forget our podcast. Hit that podcast link at philhendryshow.com and listen to our podcast. Episode 22 is due out on Thursday. So check it out. Until tonight, 10 Pacific, 1 Eastern. Let that be a lesson to you.
Phil Hendry.